This episode of eHealth Radio is brought to you by UNatural, empowering your health. No matter the season or reason, breathe by UNatural makes it easier to do just that. Our super simple, no-nonsense formula helps improve the function and health of your lungs naturally. A time-tested supplement formulated specifically for sinus, nasal, and lung support. Breathe in. Enter eHealth 15 at checkout for 15% off at unatural.com. Again, that's eHealth 15 for 15% off at eunatural.com.
This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today, we're speaking with Dr. Nathan S. Bryan, founder and CEO of Pneuma Nitric Oxide. Dr. Bryan is an international expert on nitric oxide and is an inventor on over 24 issued U.S. and international patents. Pneuma Nitric Oxide is the latest company started by Dr. Bryan to deliver nitric oxide topically for skin care and anti-aging. Dr. Bryan, thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thanks, Eric. Great to be here with you.
Yes, sir. Great to have you out. Thanks for your time and looking forward to learning a few things from you today. So first of all, what is nitric oxide and why should our listeners want to know about it?
Well, Eric, it's a relatively new discovery in the medical and scientific literature. It was only discovered about 30 years ago, but in these 30 years, we've recognized it's probably one of the most important molecules produced in the human body. It regulates blood flow and oxygen and nutrient delivery to every cell in the body. So it's a signaling molecule. It's how cells in the body communicate with one another. And it's also recognized that the loss of nitric oxide production is really the earliest event in the onset and progression of most, if not all, age-related disease, including the signs of aging, which is fine lines, wrinkles, you know, age spots, things like that. So we're trying to address the loss of nitric oxide production in humans through innovative new product technology.
Now, an important question, what are some common causes of loss of nitric oxide production? Get into some of those important details.
Well, a lot of it has to do with lifestyle and just normal hygienic practices. So we recognize, you know, how the body normally makes nitric oxide, but what we're finding is, you know, there's some genetic predispositions, but we really can't blame any problems anymore on genetics because we now know how to turn genes on and off. But, you know, it's a lifestyle. It's a poor diet. It's eating, basically the standard American diet shuts down nitric oxide production. We're finding that people who use antiseptic mouthwash, which is over 200 million Americans every day get up and use mouthwash, that shuts down nitric oxide production. Antacids, both prescription and over-the-counter antacids, completely shut down nitric oxide production. Again, over 200 million Americans every day are using some type of antacid. And then just the sedentary lifestyle, that shuts down nitric oxide production. So what we're finding is that, you know, to really prevent the loss of nitric oxide production, you have to stop doing the things that inhibit it, such as using mouthwash. People should not use mouthwash anymore. People shouldn't use fluoride toothpaste because it kills the good bacteria in the mouth that are responsible for generating nitric oxide. And you've got to get up and move. Exercise stimulates nitric oxide production. And so once we understand, and we understand the enzymology and biochemistry of nitric oxide to the extent that we know what inhibits its production, and we also know what stimulates its production.
Certainly some eye-opening information on some of the details mentioned there. That ought to be a wake-up call for sure. Now, what actually happens when we cannot produce enough nitric oxide?
Well, people start developing, you know, their body can't perform because you're losing a critical signaling molecule that really provides the signal to tell our cells to do what they're designed to do. So the first really manifestation of a symptom of nitric oxide deficiency is sexual dysfunction. You know, when you can't regulate the blood flow to certain regions of the body, such as the genitalia, then you lose that function. Also, your blood pressure starts to go up because nitric oxide is what we call a vasodilator, meaning that it dilates blood vessels and keeps your blood pressure normal. And so we're finding that if you lose the ability of nitric oxide, your blood pressure goes up. But going back to the basis, really the root of what it does, it controls and regulates blood flow. So when you can't control and regulate blood flow to whatever portion of the body, whether it's the brain, you develop what was called vascular dementia and even cognitive disorders. You become exercise intolerant because if you can't increase blood flow to working skeletal muscles or the heart, you know, you can't exercise, you become fatigued. And so those are the main kind of symptoms of nitric oxide deficiency, is sexual dysfunction, increase in blood pressure, even diabetes. Insulin signaling is dependent upon nitric oxide production. And so every single really worldwide epidemic of hypertension, 2 out of 3 Americans have an unsafe increase in blood pressure. There's a global epidemic on diabetes, and even the pandemic of COVID, and people that are susceptible to infections and that really rapidly progress to ventilation and hospitalization are the patients that have underlying symptoms of insufficient nitric oxide production.
Fantastic information, and certainly has been informative to this point. The name says it all. Breathe, You Natural's potent lung support supplement made by medical and herbal professionals, makes it easier to do just that. Formulated for sinus, nasal, and immune health, save 15% with eHealth 15 at unatural.com. Try it risk-free for 90 days with code eHealth15 at, again, eunatural.com. Today we're speaking with Dr. Nathan S. Bryan, founder and CEO of Numa Nitric Oxide. He's joined us here today on eHealth Radio's Health News and Skincare Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, continuing on, Dr. Bryan, how can we improve our body's ability to produce more nitric oxide and prevent its loss?
It goes back to understanding what you're doing to prevent its production. So you have to stop using mouthwash. You have to stop using fluoride toothpaste. You have to start including more green leafy vegetables that are enriched in what we call inorganic nitrate, and that the body can then utilize that to convert it to nitric oxide. Moderate physical exercise, you know, as little as 12 to 20 minutes of moderate physical exercise a day has been shown to stimulate nitric oxide production. Or you can take some innovative product technologies that are on the market. As you mentioned earlier, I have dozens of issued U.S. and international patents. I've been doing this for 20 years. So we know how to make nitric oxide. So if your body can't make it, then we do it for you. But, you know, there's a lot of products on the market that are targeted towards nitric oxide. 99% of those on the market do not work. So I encourage people and consumers to look for patents on products that really tells you that there's been some innovation in that product technology. Look for published clinical trials. If a nitric oxide product works, you should be able to demonstrate this in published clinical trials. And if a product doesn't have patents or clinical trials, then it probably doesn't work.
Certainly appreciate the solid advice. That is awesome. Now, are there safe and effective nitric oxide products that have been studied in clinical trials?
Yeah, as I mentioned, there are some. You know, we've got almost a dozen published, peer-reviewed, randomized, controlled clinical trials on my nitric oxide technology. People can search this on PubMed or Medline and find out. But I think there's a clear distinction here because clinical trials are, number one, they're very expensive to conduct, and you know it's very difficult to get a clinically meaningful endpoint in clinical trials. And so don't look for – there's a lot of products that claim to have clinical trials, but that means that they've actually – there's clinical data on an ingredient that they include in that particular product. But what's important to really differentiate is, has that actual product that's on the market been put through a randomized, placebo-controlled clinical trial? And that's a very different metric and a very different product category. But yes, there is. I prefer not to mention my particular products in this because I think the information, my objective is to provide education so that consumers can be informed and make educated decisions. My job is not to pitch my own personal products, but to give the consumers the information they need to make informed choices.
Dr. Bryan, certainly has been a pleasure to have had you. Really appreciate all the insight, advice, and information on nitric oxide. If one wanted to get more information online or to be in contact with you or even to get more information on yourself, where's the best place online to do so?
Well, the number one website that I've sent people to is my personal educational website. It's drnathansbryan.com. That's D-R. Nathan S. and Scott, Bryan.com. It's an educational website. There's a 6-minute video on that website that provides people all the information they need about nitric oxide, how to improve their own nitric oxide production, and really the key strategies to prevent its loss of their own loss of nitric oxide production. And then the NUMA site is N101.com. they can find more information on our topical product there.
Well, Dr. Brian, thank you so much for your time and for joining us here today on eHealth Radio. Certainly was our pleasure.
Thank you very much.
And you're most welcome. We've been speaking with Dr. Nathan S. Brian, an international expert on nitric oxide and founder and CEO of Numa Nitric Oxide, to deliver nitric oxide topically for skincare and anti-aging. And to learn more, visit n101.com. Again, that is n101.com, as well as drnathansbryan.com for more educational pieces on nitric oxide. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.
This episode of eHealth Radio was brought to you by UNatural, empowering your health. The name says it all. Breathe. UNatural's potent lung support supplement made by medical and herbal professionals makes it easier to do just that. Formulated for sinus, nasal, and immune health, save 15% off with eHealth15 at unatural.com. Try it risk-free for 90 days with code eHealth15 at eunatural.com.